Good evening, sir. Are you ready for a third and final session? Can you hear me? I think you can, since I see you move when I speak, even with a straitjacket on. It's okay. You don't have to look at me, or respond unless you want to. I'd like to get back to the thing you mentioned last time I saw you, if that's okay, sir. Yes, exactly. The thing you said after spitting on me and calling me... Yes, a manipulative cunt. And lucky of the system, was it? You said... Precisely, you said I'm just like the girl who accused you. Since then, I've looked up a few photos of her, and I have to say that I do see the similarities between us. How old was she back then? Right, which would be about my age right now, or just a bit younger. It also looked like we had similar hairstyles and dressed a bit like one another. Do you agree? I understand if you don't want to develop on this. But first and foremost, I need to assure you that I'm not here to manipulate you in any way. However, I also understand that trust in me simply because of a phrase I just said is highly unlikely. So perhaps we could try to start somewhere else. What would it take for you to genuinely trust me? Don't worry, you don't have to think it's anything realistic in this circumstances. Just allow yourself to think of any scenario you can. Yes, of course, I'll have the guard wait outside. Sir, would you please leave us? Yes, I know you have your instructions, but I am telling you I can do my job as long as you're here. So please leave. No, that doesn't work either. I need complete privacy with my subject. Patient. No, I will knock on the door if I need you. You will not come back in until I tell you, no matter how long it takes, okay? Yes, but that decision is on me and not anyone else. Thank you. You may close the door behind you. Now, let me just lock this and that's it. Okay. So now I've given us real privacy. Is that enough for you? No, it's not. I think I'm starting to understand you. I am still in control and limiting your movements by keeping you in your straitjacket, cuffed to the chair. Does it hurt? Yeah, sorry. That was a stupid question. So it hurts. Yes, Okay. I admit it, I do have difficulty trusting you too. You're convicted of brutally raping a young girl who looks and dresses like me. And even though I have looked into your case and made my own judgments, Yeah, you're right. I don't have a right to ask you to trust me if I can't do the same. Okay. What else can I do? Uncuff you and remove your... I don't know if I... You're right. I'm just going to have to. Okay, sir, would you let me approach you? I will trust you with this if it means getting answers from you so that I can do my evaluation like I have been assigned. Let me just take this key and. Oh God! Yes, I understand. I won't alert the guard. I won't make a noise. Please just look over me now. You did startle me. I admit that. And I still wonder how you could have broken free from all your restraints without anyone noticing. To be honest, I am impressed. And no, I'm not trying to flatter you to score some bizarre points here. Oh, sir, with all due respect, trust has to be mutual. I admit that I've made mistakes, but right now you're the one keeping me from moving. Was that not exactly what you called an injustice when it was the other way around? Okay, so let go of me now. I haven't screamed, and I won't. You just have to trust me yourself, sir. Can we just sit down and talk now? Thank you. So, do you want to talk to me about her? Yes, I know what I've read, but I want to hear your story. Who was she to you? How did you meet? So, you met at her house. How long ago was that? Really? That's almost a year before you. I mean, before she accused you of. I'm sorry, please forget I said that. I didn't mean to. Look, it just slipped out of me. Yes, I know I can't take it back, no matter how much I wish I could. Listen, I'll make it up to you. I promise. How? I don't. Okay. Okay, I know how. Hey, take the keys. Yes, the keys to the handcuffs. Good. Now, cuff me to my chair. Thank you. See? Now you have the power here because I trust you, and I'm sorry I said that. I could tell it hurt you. Give me a chance now, okay? Thank you. I was afraid you would remain silent for the rest of the session again. Yes, I am shaking a bit. No, I said this was okay, and I stand by that. I gave control to you, and I don't regret it. Okay, sir. Can you tell me more about when you first met? That isn't mentioned in any of the records from your trial at all. Did your lawyer just leave it out for some reason? I see. So she thought your case would go better for you if you just pleaded guilty. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. All right. So you met this girl almost a year before she claims you did. And you were in the same coffee shop together. How do you start talking? Okay, I get it. You approached her and then what? I'm sorry, what? That's the first thing you said to her. Sorry, I spilled my coffee all over your scarf. Was that a pickup line you used often? Oh, such a gentleman. Yes, I'm sure she appreciated your offer to clean it off. And to pay for it to be cleaned properly, because you knew from the beginning that you would never get the job done yourself. Smart guy. That is pretty damn bold and resourceful, may I add. Okay. So you have officially impressed me twice. Then what? You started chatting together. In what way? Oh, so kind of like we are doing now. I see. Was her hand cuffed to the chair too? Did you start your acquaintance off with some light bondage after your entry line of, sorry to completely ruin your scarf? I'm sorry, I know I should take this more seriously, I'm so glad to see you smile. Right. So, your conversation got going. You made her laugh a few times, and then she complimented you. And what? You took her number and said you would fix the scarf right up. And then you left? I bet you made her day. When do you meet up again? Did you actually keep your promise? Wait, where did you meet her again? Oh, she invited you to her home. Oh my, was she alone? Did she wear sexier clothes than usual? I bet she did, huh? Did she fall head over heels for you? Did you charm her to the point where she could never resist you? Did she start teasing you like I'm doing right now? Did you enjoy that? I bet she leaned real close to you to let you smell her perfume. Was it sweet? Did she smell like peaches and wild strawberries? Oh, I think I know the type. So, yes, I'm fully aware of what we are and what position you're in. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable. I guess I just got a bit too much into imagining the scenario. I apologize, sir. She hurt you, didn't she? Tell me, please. I want to know. How did your relationship develop? You didn't have sex until much later. I am surprised to hear that. Sounded to me like she was practically begging you for it. So what did happen? You didn't kiss that day either. Well, what did you do? Okay. So she invited you over to her house for tea, and then you just had tea. Oh, but she did stroke her arm like, yeah, like that. That almost sounds like she wanted to get serious with you. Did you kiss on the third day? Oh my, you did, didn't you? That's so sweet. Did you do the whole gentleman routine? Walk her home, give her your coat, open doors for her. And then, really, it took a whole week before you saw her again. Well, were you worried? Do you think she played hard to get? Alright, so you ended up at a bar, and you had a few drinks, and you flirted. Yes, you made her laugh like that again. And then you went to your place. Oh, don't be shy now. What happened next? You sat on the couch. What did you talk about? And then she put her glass down and kissed you. How much tongue did she use? And then what? Did she start putting your hands on her body? Did she play with the patterns on your shirt? Did she straddle you, huh? Like that? Did she crying her silky little panties against your lap? And then, did she lean forward? Maybe put her cleavage on display in front of your face? Did she slide her dress down? Oh, what were her nipples like? Sweet, salty. Were they hard? Did she start moaning? Did she lean back for you on the coffee table? Did she slide her little panties to the side? What was her pussy like? Had she saved it for you? Did she spread her pink little lips for you and tease you? Did she smear her throbbing little clit with her saliva? What was it like to her beg and moan? Did you feel her filling the whole room with the scent of your sweet little? Could you resist her? I bet you couldn't, couldn't you? I bet you leaned in. Oh, and started licking those glistening fragile little pussy lips. Did you make her come before you even put your cock inside her? Or did you make her wait? Did you tease her with your gentlemanly ways? Did you practice chivalry or kneading her pussy and fucking her brains out? How many times did you make her come? Oh, you must have exhausted her. What did you come yourself? Did you cream pie her? Did you watch your sticky cum slowly run out of your innocent little cunt? Or did you pull out and blow your load on your stomach? Maybe you should play with it afterwards. Or maybe you show your cock into your mouth and cunt on your little throat. Fuck.
I know.
I'm only pretending to be powerless here. I could raise my voice anytime I wanted, and the god would never be interested in your version of the story. You're right. But I haven't done that. Sir, look. You still don't have to answer my questions if you don't want to. I won't use my authority against you, I promise you. Fuck. The god is at the door. Quick, uncuff me. Put your straitjacket on, give me the keys. Come on, hurry up. Fuck. Okay, I've got this. Okay, let me just... Act despiteful, like you hate me, okay? I'm sorry. Did I not make myself clear? No interruptions of any kind. Look, mister, I'm just on my way to finally get somewhere with this evaluation, and when you break the little atmosphere of trust I worked so hard on creating, you're ruining everything I've been trying to do for days. Now, stay out. Don't open if I shout. Don't open if there is a fucking fire. Do you understand? Good. Now, let me lock the door again and leave us alone. Do you think he bought it? Do you? Oh God, you're holding me. Oh fuck, why am I on the bridge breaking down? Here. Oh, fuck everything, just kiss me. Why you kiss so carefully? Like you're still on your watch. Are you? Would it be easier for you if you told me your whole story? Let's sit down again. Have me to the chair again. Please, I like it. Sit closer to me. I want to feel your breath when you tell me this. Okay, go on. So, after fucking your brains out, you started dating in secret. Did that disappoint you? Did you feel left out? Why would she not want to share you with the world? Her family. What about them? Powerful. How powerful exactly? And very rich too, then, I suppose. You think they would have disapproved? When she did what? Okay, you have to tell me this story in detail. Let me get this straight. She pointed to her father's shotgun that was hanging on the wall, and then she took it down, went to get ammunition, loaded it in front of you, and she, what the fuck? She cocked it and pointed it right at you. What did you say? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to did that to you. I guess then she threatened with calling your family on you. What happened next? She started extorting you. What did she make you do? Oh, fuck. For how long? Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Why didn't you go to the... No, I get it. Too respected and powerful. And you were just... I think I understand. It's horrible. And after all of that, she still threw you away. And your expensive lawyers made sure she won. Whilst yours just recommended you plead guilty. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for teasing you like that before. I didn't know this is where your story would go. What did she sound like when she manipulated you? Did she sound like me? I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? Yes, uncuff me. Of course I'll hold you. Oh, come here, you beautiful man. Play with my hair. Let me hold on to you. You still dreamed of being with her. Even when she told the police you had. Even when she had used you and just thrown you away like that. How could you feel anything for her? She had a loaded shotgun to your head and you still wanted her and... Yeah, come closer. Just let me hold you in my arms. What do you want to do with her? Run away from everything. Well, somewhere safe. Somewhere free from anyone threatening you. Even if she was the one doing it. I'm so sorry. Let me kiss away your fear. I know I've made mistakes with you, but you must believe me when I say that. Me getting aroused and unprofessional back there, that was no trick. You made me that way. How could you make me feel so afraid and then so safe? How? Oh God. Oh, you're kissing my neck again. Oh fuck. Let me touch you. Your nipples like that? Did you make your paws pound against your finger? Oh God, keep going. Oh, you're so overdressed. Let me help you with those pants. Yes, I know, I have to keep quiet. Okay, that was a bit loud. Just please keep fingering me. I want. So you'll just have to keep kissing me to show me up, okay? You keep me quiet with this cock instead. Keep fingering me. Oh, do you feel how fucking wet I am? Oh, don't mind to lie to yourself, okay? I can't keep quiet. Your fingers feel so good. Fuck. No, no, don't come here yourself. I need you. I need you to fuck me like you fucked her. Wait, cuff my hands to the chair again. Control me. Fuck me. I can take it. I'll be so good and quiet, I swear. Yeah, just put yourself. Come on, lay inside me. Thrusting, I'm so fucking wet. Oh god, I can take it. Spit up as much as you want to. I'll be so good as well. I'll lay here and take it and barely make a single sound. Just put me here. Hold on, 10 years. Have you found someone in prison? How many more years would you get if the gods found you out? Do you miss fucking a young girl's pink little cunt and rubbing your sister's clay? Oh, do you want to creep by me while I come all over your fucking cunt? Do you want rope after rope of your sticky white cum to fill my cunt? Tell my orgasm grips you and holds you in place while you twit helplessly inside me. Fuck me harder. I'll be so fucking quiet. Please, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, give it all to me. All these years, just give it all to me. Anything you want, I'll take all of it. I'll take it all from you. Please just fuck me, give me your cum. God, please, just make me come. I'm close, I'm so close. Come with me. Oh, come with me. Come with me. Put your hand around mine. I'll be quiet. Keep quiet in time. Hold me. Hold me forever. Fuck, I wasn't ready for this. I never thought. Oh God. Just let me stay like this. Just a bit more. I don't want it to be over. I don't want you to go back to that cell, to that. I want you here like this. Fuck. Do you trust me now? Finally. Completely. Beyond any doubt. Good. Because I think I can get you out of here. Come here. Lean against the door. Do you hear that? He's snoring. It's pretty loud, right? And he's the only one on duty right now. Yeah. I've seen their schedules. So are you still sure? Open this door as slowly and gently as I can, and then sneak past the guard. Take his key and get through the corridor, and then leave quietly through the reception without anyone knowing. Would you follow me? Yes, you're right. I could just be playing you. I could just have needed a good fuck, and I could be a sadistic monster just aching to alert the guard as soon as we step out of this door. Or I could be serious. And you could have made up everything you just said too, but I choose to trust you. So which will it be? Will you come with me? Or not? I'm glad you made the right choice. Put your clothes back on. We're leaving. Just one more thing. No matter what happens next, I want you to remember that safe place. That place where no one can threaten you. I want you to remember that. That place exists. No matter what the outcome of this is, can you promise me to never, ever forget that? Okay. Then let's leave.